Indigenous Americans are almost four times more likely to contract COVID-19 and twice as likely to die from it as white people. This disparity did not come as a surprise for Abigail Echo Hawk, a public health researcher for the Seattle Indian Health Board and a member of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma. When her workplace requested more PPE last year, they got a box of body bags instead, leaving Abigail feeling like the U.S. government didn't value the lives of Native Americans. With no use for those body bags, the facility actually calls an ambulance if someone dies there, Abigail decided to transform one into a traditional Native ribbon dress. It's since been featured in Vogue magazine and will appear in the Indigenous Film and Arts Festival in Colorado later this year. Abigail Echo Hawk joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. For listeners who don't know, what is a traditional Native ribbon dress and how did you learn to make them?
This is a kind of regalia that we wore prior to colonization and also now wear in traditional ceremonies, in powwows. I wear them at home. It's just a type of dress that many of our Native women wear across different kinds of tribes. And I was really blessed to have learned how to make ribbon dresses from my aunties. My auntie Linnea John taught me to sew for the very first time when I was about 8 years old. And I've always loved making regalia for my family and for my community.
Mm-hmm. So you got these body bags after you asked specifically for PPE. How did the idea of turning a body bag into this kind of transformation come about?
When we received those body bags, it was quite devastating. I remember in opening them up, and the first thing that happened is I kind of tilted the bag is toe tags fell out on the table. And I immediately had tears in my eyes. I remember driving home after that day, crying all the way from my office back to where I live. And it was really traumatizing. And one of the things that I've learned is that if I don't deal with the trauma that I experience every single day as a public health researcher, and also as somebody who works in a clinic that is serving Native people, that in order for me to serve my community well, I have to be in a good place. So when I got these body bags and was given the opportunity to take some home, you know, I thought, what can I do with this to repurpose it, to help bring healing to myself and for me to think about these body bags in a different way? I refuse to accept that the federal government only will give us body bags. I am going to push them to ensure that they give us the resources that we need so our communities just don't survive, but they thrive.
Did officials explain to you what happened, why you all even got body bags instead of PPE in the first place? Was it a mistake?
We actually had the company itself reached out and let us know that they were sorry after they saw the news story about how impactful this was to our community. And when they reached out, they let us know they couldn't tell us who had sent them, but they just wanted to apologize that it caused such harm to us. So we really appreciated that. But to this day, we don't know where those body bags came from.
Well, let's talk about the dress. I mean, there are some really amazing aspects of this dress and how you designed it. It's embellished with mirrors and red handprints and writings. Were you surprised at all at the outpour you've received from it? You have this piece in Vogue. It will appear in the Indigenous Film and Arts Festival in Colorado. This really resonated with people.
I was really surprised. And something that was meant originally for my own healing, which is what I use art for, I was surprised to see how much it actually was part of healing for our community, the Native community, and how it raised awareness to those who did not know the things that my community is facing.
You are a public health researcher. We are in the thick of COVID-19. Tell us a bit about how things are going in the Seattle area and the effort to try to curb the virus, specifically among Native American tribes.
We continue to face a disproportionate impact of COVID-19 within the Native community here in Seattle, Washington, and nationwide. We know that Native people right now have higher rates of hospitalization and the highest rates of death of any racial or ethnic group in this country, and it is absolutely devastating. I've lost family members, I've lost friends, and I am not alone in that. We are fighting every single day, and we have nonprofits like the Seattle Indian Health Board, where I work, along with our tribal partners, who are working to stop the spread of this virus within our communities. And we have seen some incredible wins. Here in Washington State, the tribal communities and the urban Indian organizations like the Seattle Indian Health Board have some of the highest vaccination rates of American Indians and Alaska Natives. And we've also worked to vaccinate members of the larger community. Seattle Indian Health Board vaccinated Seattle public school teachers before the state of Washington did. And so I've seen the strengths of our community and taking care of everybody around us. But I know that the impact of this pandemic has not ended. And in fact, the data is showing us that this disproportionate impact is still happening.
Abigail, thank you so much for the work that you do and for sharing a bit more about this Native ribbon dress with us.
Thank you so much.
Abigail Echo Hawk of the Seattle Indian Health Board talking with us about the Native ribbon dress she made out of a body bag to symbolize resilience during this pandemic.